Hey, everybody. This is Justin Kaufman, host of The Download on WGN Radio. You know what? Everybody loves walking tours right now, pretty much neighborhoods, museums, the like. And I thought it'd be great to put together a little primer. Is it primer or primer? Primer. We'll go with primer for the Illinois primary. Hi, how you doing? If you're listening to this, you're voting in the Illinois primary. First thing, walk straight through those doors. Don't talk to those guys on the right. They're not supposed to be there. If they offer you money, listen. But most of the time, there is no money, just who you should vote for. If they persist, feel free to pepper spray. All right, walk inside, down the hall, talk to the lady. Tell her your name. Wait for her to botch it and not find it. Tell her to look again. It's right there. Point it out to her. She sees it. Now, walk over to the open booth with your ballot. Shut the curtain. Is it shut? Awesome. Cool. I guess we're just alone now. Oh, man. That chick was freaky, wasn't she? All right, let's get to business. President, top left corner. If you choose Republican, you got to choose between a couple of guys. Donald Trump. He's the business guy who you know does weird stuff when he goes to Japan. If you hate protesters and the color of their skin, use the dome marker to draw a line between Donald Trump and that little arrow. Don't be messy. Don't force a recount. There's also Ted Cruz. Say that you love Canadian senators who will rule by the voice of God. This is your guy. John Kasich, the most blue-suited red tide of the bunch. You know, if you count the GOP establishment vote as Rubio Kasich combined, they beat Trump. So there you go. You got that going for you. But let's say you want to do Democrat instead. There's two candidates on the Democrat side. Let's do Hillary Clinton versus Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton, what has she done? She's an HIV/AIDS historian. And Bernie Sanders, he's not actually running for president. He's just running to be the new Jewish Chewy Garcia. All right, let's go local. I'm sorry if your hand hurts from drawing so much. It's just the way it goes. I don't know why. Let's do the state's attorney's race. Anita Alvarez, if you like joggers and negative hashtags, this is the candidate for you. She's going against Kim Fox. Two X's in the last name. She's the candidate with the most DJ-friendly name. She also worked for Tony Preckwinkle, who wants to be state's attorney so bad, but she's already board president. So, yeah, if you like Tony Preckwinkle, vote for Kim Fox. How about the Senate race on the Republican side? It's Senator Mark Kirk. Kirk's running for re-election. He loves to say weird stuff in the press. He's kind of like mini Donald Trump. Yeah, it's probably the perfect way to describe him. And he's going to run against Tammy Duckworth, a congresswoman who hates Congress so much that she wants to transfer to the other chamber. Nicer carpet in there. She currently is part of the Democratic Party in the House, which is the minority parties, which means she pretty much plays cards all day. Locally at the State House, you got Mike Madigan. He's the Speaker of the House, and he's running against a guy. I don't know which one is real because Madigan puts up fake candidates with Latino names to confuse voters. He really does that. That's the Chicago way. Mike Madigan, confusing and misdirecting voters for over 40 years. And he's running against, Bruce Rauner. Okay, Rauner's not running, but it's not a good look to fund a Democrat just to mess with the Democrats. That's what's happening in the 5th District with Ken Duncan. If Duncan is reelected, that means he's got to vote with Rauner all the time, right? I mean, because the governor saved his political life. That's what we call gross. Sorry, pass on this one. Also, if you live in the northern suburbs, how about the 10th District? We got a great rivalry in the 10th. Incumbent Republican Bruce Dold is awaiting a challenger, and it looks like it's going to be Brad Schneider. Yes, the Brad Schneider, who was a super on One Day at a Time. Oh, no. Sorry. Nope. Stupid Wikipedia. No. Brad Schneider was the congressman in 2012, and he lost to Bruce Dold in 2014. So they're going at it again here in 2016. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering wants to put a stop to it, challenging Schneider in the Democratic primary. But you know what? It's got to be Schneider Dold. I don't know. There's just something about it. It's just so boring. Well, that's going to do it. All right. So let's get our... there's another... Oh, my God. There's a whole other page? Oh, no. This is a judge year? Oh, man. Why didn't anyone tell me that? All right. Don't panic. Whatever we do, don't panic. here's what we do. It's St. Patrick's Day, after all. Just pick the Irish dudes and any women. All right, check, 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 check. Yes, three. Check, check, check. Yes, three. One, two, three. All right, great. We're done? We're done? Okay, great. Okay, let's go hand it in. Slide it in the machine. Nope. Try again. Other way. Try again. Okay. Let's get him to open the machine. Something. Yep. Okay. Try again. All right, good. You voted. You did it. Make sure to grab your voter receipt and quickly upload that photo to Instagram and Facebook to let everyone know that you can vote. Sound good? All right, we did it. Congratulations in voting in the Illinois primary. Whew. So what's next? What are we doing? Want to get some burritos and play Madden? Just chill? Oh, no. You got some? Oh, no. You got to work? Cool. That's fine. I got other stuff to do anyway. Hey, you need a companion? Need an audio companion? Anybody?